It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio.
Here are some additional interviews that provide some interesting context into the violent and bizarre world of early 80s Miami, with some surprising overlap. Starting with a story from retired Miami-Dade detective Jeff Lewis.
And you said when you finally got into that house, they had two cougars in the back?
In the backyard, they had two live cougars. It scared the hell out of us. We didn't know what to do with them. A couple of days later, we learned that cougars had escaped the backyard of that residence, and the police had to be called. I guess they were legal to have. I'm not real sure how that worked out. But they did end up escaping and got caught. But yes, they were live cougars. It was that whole case. I could write a book about that case alone.
Speechless. I mean, you hear of Watchdog, but to think of two live cougars patrolling the backyard, that's horrifying.
Yep. Well, and the detectives that went, you know, because you surround the house before you enter it, and that's, you know, they went back there, and they were, it was funny because one of the detectives got onto the radio to advise and listen, I'm advising everyone that we have a cougar in the backyard. And the dispatcher heard that, and she got on the radio and she says, QSK with the VIN number. She thought he was talking about a cougar car, and was going to get the VIN number to run it, see if it was stolen. And then we had to clarify, no, it's a cougar, a cat, a lion.
And that cougar tale actually ties in with a childhood story from current Miami-Dade Police cold case detective David Denmark.
And I can attest to that because I believe I was in middle school. And during those days, you had to pick up your report card when it was the end of the year before summer started. You actually had to appear and sign for it and accept it. And when we were growing up, when I say we, as friends of mine, we would all bicycle to school, and we would notice the area changing. And actually, we called it Cocaine Alley, which was between, it was off 127th Avenue and Southwest 26th Street and Bird Road, which is 42nd Street. So that area grew really quickly with huge homes, gated windows, and driveways that we never saw in our neighborhoods, which was only a quarter mile away. So it was just something different, and really affected us as kids because we weren't afraid to drive through there. It was kind of entertaining because one of those houses had two pumas in front in cages, and we were just in awe about that. So, you know, we didn't have a problem driving down those neighborhoods, but we definitely saw a change, a huge change, go up rather quickly. We figured it was all, you know, that's why we call it Cocaine Alley, because we figured it was drug money that was purchasing and building those homes.
I was going to say, I've mentioned this to you, but Jeff told me a story about responding to a house that had two pumas. It probably could have been the same house.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially if it was in that area that was known for a lot of the narcotics investigations and stuff, was that whole area there. But another little story is during the time that we went to go pick up our report cards, the Everglades started right around 127th Avenue and went west. And our church, our local church, was on the corner of Bird Road and 127th Avenue. And they had a lot that was next to the church. And there would always be cars parked there, and they always had for sale signs on them. And the day we went to pick up our report cards, we drove by there on our bicycles, and we smelled something awful. You know, we know what roadkill smells like, but this was bigger than that because it engulfed the entire area. And we started looking around the car, just being nosy. And we came across one where there was something dripping out of the trunk, which ended up being maggots. And there was a huge, a very large stain, brownish, reddish stain underneath the trunk of that car. So we knew something was in that trunk. Well, we flagged down a local police officer, Miami-Dade, and he stopped, cleared us out, told us to step back, and roped off the scene. And homicide responded, you know, the guys when the cool looking glasses and the dress pants and the dress shoes showed up, and they popped that trunk, and indeed there was a body located that was bound and gagged. So that's, you know, that brings it home to me. Again, I was born and raised here in Miami. So when we saw that and figured, you know, everything was going down, that was all during the 80s. We knew times were changing.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.